Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples, then reprimanded Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." I have a soft spot for Peter. When Jesus informed his disciples that he was going to suffer at the hands of the Jewish authorities and then be killed, Peter did what any friend would do. He told Jesus off for saying such terrible things. He loved Jesus, and he hated the thought of him going through such suffering. But Jesus would have none of it. "Get away from me, Satan," was as complete a reprimand as he could have uttered. And then he explained that Peter was just thinking things through from a human point of view. He needed to start thinking from God's point of view. This is an important challenge for all of us. It's easy for us to become so immersed in the busyness of daily life and the demands of our world that we struggle to think of anything from God's point of view. Like Peter, it's very easy for us to respond to situations in kind and thoughtful ways which totally miss the point. God is calling us to have a completely different worldview that is shaped by his agenda. The Apostle Paul addressed precisely this issue when he wrote to the Corinthians. He reflected that they used to see one another and even Christ from a human point of view, but that had all come to an end. He wrote this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." If we are to be the people that God wants us to be, we must receive a complete overhaul on our ways of thinking. That's where the revolution needs to begin. Only then will our actions reflect God's generosity, wisdom, and love to the world. Writing to the church in Rome, Paul got to the heart of the matter when he wrote this: "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So let me ask you this question. In what ways has God transformed your thinking recently? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you love us so much that you want to transform our thinking. We invite your Holy Spirit to direct our thinking today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.